Welcome to the Astral Projection Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Welcome to this mini Astral Projection program. It is based on what I did firstly to achieve a conscious out-of-body experience, and secondly, what I did to ensure that I never lost the capacity to do so again. This is what worked and continues to work for me. It may work for you too. Stage 1. Let's get started. So straight down to business. The first thing I want you to do, if possible, is learn by heart the Robert Munro quote that can be found at the Robert Munro website. You can even listen to Robert repeating it. It is a gateway affirmation on the right. Just go to www.munroinstitute.org/about/Robert-Munro/. You can reword it if you prefer, just as long as the basic meaning is not changed. Quote, I am more than my physical body, because I am more than physical matter. I can perceive that which is greater than the physical world. Therefore, I deeply desire to expand, to experience, to know, to understand, to control, to use such greater energies and energy systems as may be beneficial and constructive to me and to those who follow me. Also, I deeply desire the help and cooperation, the assistance, the understanding of those individuals whose wisdom, development and experience are equal or greater than my own. I ask their guidance and protection from any influence or any source that might provide me with less than my stated desires. This quote can also be found on my site, astralwings.com, where this podcast episode is posted. There are several reasons for learning this quote. 1. You are stating your desire to go deeper into who you are. 2. You are stating your desire to be guided by individuals who have your best interests at heart. There are astral beings who may be at a lower level of development than you, but may like to play at being a guru or guide, as it gives them some sense of importance. Just because someone is no longer physical doesn't mean they have infinite wisdom. 3. You are asking for protection from anything that might interfere with your desires. There are astral beings who like to interfere and play with astral projectors, so it is always best to ask for protection. 4. It is also an exercise to focus your mind. Any exercise that helps you to focus your mind and concentrate helps in controlling your mind. In the astral, it is of utmost importance that we are tuned in and fully aware, not lost in the thoughts running around in our minds. 5. Repeat it like you mean it. Simply learning it off by heart and repeating it without thinking about the words won't work. When you repeat it, think about the words and what they mean. Feel the desire you have to go deeper into who you are and want it with all your heart. Repeat it whenever you find yourself waiting in a queue, shopping or in a bank, before you go to sleep, washing up, doing housework, etc. However, don't focus on it when you should be focusing on something else that needs your full attention. A dream or OBE diary. Get yourself organized with a diary or journal. You can write it by hand, type it into a computer, or record your dreams and experiences on a voice recorder. I prefer to write by hand on a loose piece of paper, which I can then insert into one of those folders with transparent pockets. In this way, if I find myself with a spare moment during the day and I haven't got my diary with me, I can write up a dream or OBE and insert it into the folder. As soon as you wake up in the morning, write down your dreams if you have time, or if not, write down a few notes that will remind you of the dream so you can write it down later. Give each dream or experience a title. If you have trouble remembering your dreams, before you go to sleep, tell yourself, I remember my dreams, I remember my dreams. Spend a few minutes in the morning, just before you get up, in the zone between waking and sleeping. Relax in that state. Often dreams come back to you while in that state of half awake, half asleep. There are several reasons for recording dreams and any experiences you may have during the night. 1. It improves your dream or OBE recall. The more you try to remember, the more you will remember. 2. It is another way of training the mind to focus. 3. What we dream is what we have in our minds. Finding out who we are involves looking at what we have running around in our heads. Believe me, some strange stuff can come out, stuff that you were totally unaware of. Of course, there are many different types of dreams. For example, those dreams we have after a busy, stressful day that seem just so crazy and mixed up. Often we have these if we have not quietened our mind before sleeping. Then there are dreams that make us sit up and pay attention. With time, you will learn to look at your dreams and recognize the type of dream you are dealing with. This is not a dream course, But the ability to remember our dreams and to understand those dreams and to become aware in dreams is a great help when engaging in out-of-body experiences. So learn the quote or something similar, say it like you mean it, and organise your dream OBE journal. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for stage 2. If you haven't done already, you can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes at my website, www.astralwings.com. Happy travels!